Welcome to BrainMachineNetwork.com.
The following podcast is sponsored by the Women in Comedy Festival. Check us out at WICF.com.
Fumi, you look great. Is your hair longer? Is that what's going on?
Yes, I need to cut it. It's like,
no, don't. It looks good.
You look... the hair looks
fantastic. Fumi, I'm going to be really honest. I've complimented you on a lot of things. I've never complimented you on your hair before. I want you to take this to heart. It looks great. There's something about Fumi, the volume. It's not quite to the level when you had a tan, but it's like close. Do you know what I'm saying?
What if I had this and a tan and glasses?
I'd risk it. I'd
Can I just
go outside? Okay.
Can I tamp down this love fest for 1 second? As a guy who has a great haircut right now, let me just say, I understand where you're coming from, because you are at the absolute perfect length that your hair is going to be, because it's going to get a little bit longer and then it's going to be like, oh no, this is too unruly. But so you're like, I want to get rid of it now so that it doesn't get to that level. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like quit while I'm right at the top. You know
exactly
what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I do. Yeah.
I don't know what I'm going to do, though, because nothing is open. Like, none of the barbershops are open.
If it's any consolation, apparently those are the places they're going to open up first, like when they do, like, that soft reopening or whatever. They're going to open up the hair salons and, like, the nail places.
Yeah, my hair salon sent me an email. They're like, on day one, when soft reopening happens, we will be open. Make your appointments now. Like, get in.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Because that's sneaky, like, the thing that I think people miss. Like, I think that's like the biggest complaint that I have seen, like, on like the internet is like, my hair, I didn't realize how much I needed my barber. I didn't realize how much I needed my nail salon. Like, that was like a complaint I see a lot. And so, I think they're going to open quick.
To me, it seems like it boils down to, I look poor now and I don't want to look poor. Like, I want to look like I have money, and I can't do that if I can't constantly do these things that show that I have money. So, like, what are we talking about? You mean I don't have a gel manicure? I'm sorry, what am I, a servant? Like, that's what some of it comes off as.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's like, I'm not used to having long hair, so like, it's, I'm like uncomfortable. Like, I just, I feel my head feels heavier, you know? I have a lot of hair. I just feel very heavy.
Could be all the
sadness. Must be nice, Fumi. Must be nice. Wow.
I thought I was losing my hair for a little bit, though. I was looking into the pills and the Rogaine and all that.
Oh, dude, it's so expensive.
Is it?
It's so expensive. Dude, so this is like when I was in my 20s, I looked into it because that's when I started balding when I was like probably 20. And when I was like 23, I had a job and I had insurance and it was like my first job. And I go to the doctor and I was like, okay, yeah, you know, how much Propecia? And they're like, you know, it's like $300 for like a bottle of Propecia. And
but that was like many years ago. Now they've got Hims and Roan, all those things that are like, you're a man, but you don't have to age if you don't want to. They have these things now that are significantly cheaper than they used to be.
Dude,
and you don't need to go to a doctor and you don't need to do all that.
Well, it's too late for me. Fumi,
is it?
Maybe you could. Yeah, I think so.
I don't know. What I mean is some of them are like, hey, not only can we help you keep the hair that you have, but we can help you regrow hair.
No, so.
Please, like, how many older men are you dating?
Don't worry about it. That's not important.
I have this much knowledge about men.
Actually, okay, so no, it's not even an older man that I was dating. It's a younger comedian who I was like, damn, your hair's looking real thick. And he's like, yeah, I started using this stuff. And he was talking like he was in a commercial for these services.
But
he's like, yeah, I was balding and now like it's back, it's thicker than da 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 da. And I was like, okay, I guess it works.
Women take prenatal things to make
I do. I will take if I'm feeling particularly bad about my skin, I'll be like, all right, getting those prenatal vitamins, hell yeah.
Yeah, this is like the embarrassing thing though, is like, did you ever take Propecia, Rohan, or no?
No, I never took it.
I tried it for a month because it was like $5 on Hims, and like it fucks with your hormones, so like my balls started hurting.
Oh no!
And then I stopped immediately. But then my girlfriend was like, "I was on birth control for like 3 years. You fucking idiot!" Like, you know, like, and I'm here like, "Ooh, my balls hurt." You know,
it's supposed to like one of the side effects of it is that it like makes you it like kills your sperm essentially, so like you can't have a baby.
Really? They pitched it as like you might have some like erectile dysfunction issues. Like
there is that too, but it's also like does something to your sperm. That's what my understanding.
That's so ironic because I feel like you're trying to look more fertile. Like isn't that?
Yes. Yeah.
But honestly, they should sell that as a thing because like they don't have a male birth control yet. And I would love it if they had that, like if that's what it was like, hey, not only will your hair grow back and you will have
can you just imagine someone with like a full head of hair, then they just take Propecia and it works, but then their face is just covered with hair, like they're just too much hair is growing. Like there's
that's why we have estheticians. You can wax the stuff off if you want to. It's just I just like the idea that like you like Rohan, I can't imagine the level of confidence that you would have if you suddenly had a full head of hair and you knew that your sperm wouldn't create babies. Too confident. Entirely too confident.
Yeah,
you'd be coming everywhere. It'd be a real problem.
Dude. No, I've actually I'm fine with being bald now. I don't have any issue. Because I could have all my hair back if I did like that hair transplant surgery thing, the hair plugs thing. And that sounds, I mean, not only is it very too expensive, but also it's not that, it's actually like, it's like $25,000, which is like a car.
That's
payment.
That's a lot.
Whoa.
That's
$25,000?
$25,000?
Yeah, it's a lot.
LASIK eye surgery only costs 10. What are they doing? Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you want good tits cost 25. Like if you want the good,
it's your head tits.
Yeah,
it's your head tits. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And you have to go to like Dubai and shit to get it.
What?
The tits or the hair?
Both. This is like again. This is like my research from like 7 years ago when I looked into it.
It's probably more now.
Yeah. It could be more now. Or maybe it's better. They made it cheaper and stuff. But like
maybe
just not the same.
No.
I think there's been more bald acceptance in the last 10 years.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Jason Statham rocks it very well.
The Rock?
The Rock does it well.
Yeah, The Rock is like a bald icon. Larry David, handsome man.
Although, Rohan, I will say this.
Yeah.
Yesterday, me and David were watching True Lies.
Oh, and, yeah, with Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, with Schwarzenegger and Jamie Lee Curtis. It's a great film, 90s classic. At any rate, one of the bad guys looks like you if you had hair, and it was lovely. We were like, holy shit, like that's Rohan with hair. We were so excited.
That rocks. Yeah. I'm glad to hear that. I got to watch the movie again now.
You should. You really should.
I'm watching The Sopranos, and somebody at the park yesterday called me an Artie Bucco looking motherfucker.
What?
Which one is he?
Artie Bucco is?
Oh, he's the like chef.
The restaurant.
The chef, yeah.
Vesuvio.
Yeah, Vesuvio, that guy.
And I do like
Artie. I was like,
that's
all right.
That's so funny.
That's funny. I think he meant it as an insult, but I took that.
Like he was being hostile?
Yeah, because I was biking, and then I like kind of, I don't know what happened, but I'm bad on the bike, so I like kind of maybe cut him off or whatever. And he was just like, Artie Bucco looking motherfucker. And I was like, ah!
Honestly, like, that's impressive to be able to get that quickly.
I was like, what the fuck? I've been watching. It's like the one thing I'm watching. I was never a TV guy until this. Yeah. And then now I just like binge watching shows. And now I'm watching this show and I can't stop talking about how much I like it.
You should have been like, I'm watching Sopranos too. Let's be friends.
Yeah. I was like too nervous.
That's how a friendship starts.
Yeah, between me and this guy at the park.
Wait, so how was the park yesterday? I'm seeing a lot of pictures on Instagram. Yeah, like tons of photos where like the parks are packed and people are on top of each other, not wearing any masks. Yeah. So how was it?
I will say that it was crowded. It was like the most crowded I have ever seen it during this. I live very close and I do the bike loop. I've been biking for the last couple weeks and I've just been going around the loop a couple times and then leaving. Yesterday was the most packed I had ever seen it. The loop was as packed as it normally is, but then like the grassy areas were more packed. But I will say the majority of people were wearing masks, and they were sitting like 6 or 7 feet apart from each other. There are people in groups that aren't normally probably not quarantined together. So they're just like in groups with their friends, which is problematic for sure. But like that West Village photo that's been going around, that there was nothing like that that I saw in the park. Like Prospect Park, it was like a lot of people for sure, but like not nearly like that crowded. Like there were people, but you could see like patches. Yeah, there's way more space, exactly. And you could like see patches of grass in between them. And it, everyone seemed to be like, you know, trying their best to follow the social distancing. But
right.
Yeah. And in, I guess, to be more optimistic, is like everywhere else in the city is just like it's normally been. Like it's just these parks that are very, very crowded that I've seen at least. But I could be wrong. I don't know. That's just my experience.
I feel like, yeah, in my neighborhood, like people are hanging out outside, or at least they were last night, like in their cars. They're just kind of playing music and hanging out. I don't think they live together. They're like friends or whatever, but they're just hanging. I don't know. I think people, they should stay inside, but I get it because it's just been like 8 weeks and I don't know what the answer is, but. Yeah, people are fucking hanging out, and so I don't know if I should.
I think people would be less frustrated if, like, in that East Village photo, those people were wearing masks. So, like, just do it. Literally showing any acknowledgement of the situation would have been like.
Honestly, I took solace in the fact that they were all white, and I was like, oh, thank God.
So many of these pictures in my neighborhood. White. You know?
There was one black guy in the front, though. I don't know if you saw him.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the black community. The black community was like, we don't claim him. We don't like that. Very quickly, in every photo that's come out with like a bunch of people outside, no mask, and like if there's always like one black person in a sea of white people, and all the black people are like, nope.
Yeah, it's not that one of
we're
us.
We're not down with that guy. We don't support.
Yeah. It's fucked up. But it's also like Manhattan, where I would expect that stuff to happen because everyone is just so rich and like, I don't know, to live in Manhattan.
Is in Crown Heights, and she was tweeting that she's seen a consistent pattern of white people not wearing masks and black people wearing masks.
Yes.
And I definitely
I've seen that so much.
And like a sense of community and like our individualism versus protecting the community, like standing in solidarity with a community. And the white people in Crown Heights don't.
No.
Clinton Hill and Bedside, right, but yeah, it's very
I've seen the opposite, but I've seen the opposite only because I I live again across the street from like a food shelter, and like where I live, there are a lot of homeless people, and the homeless people just don't have masks. And so it's like, oh yeah, of course, this is why. I was just like, oh, this, I'm like, this sucks. And but yeah, for the most part, yeah, you're totally.
Well, that's a whole other thing. They shouldn't be out there. There's no one in hotels right now.
Yeah.
Why are they not letting people stay in hotels?
Dude, I know. Why aren't they? It's fucked up. It's dystopian. Like, we're living in, like, a dystopian future right now. Or present, I should say, not in the future. And this is, like, dystopian life.
No other country is having these issues.
No.
No other country's population is protesting a health code. Like, we're so dumb.
Yeah.
It's very, and it's also like not in New York, where like I feel like it's just like in other places where it's like, bitch, you were doing nothing before this. Like,
we didn't have we're desperate to go back to what?
It's like that one guy. Did you ever see that interview with the one guy in Michigan who was like crying that he couldn't go to like his Home Depot, or he couldn't go to like the Army Navy store to get his like hunting equipment and shit.
Yeah.
And I was just like, what the fuck? Yeah.
Are you surviving based on the meat that you kill and eat? What are you talking about right
happening?
Now? Also, you can go to stores and get a lot of things. You just have to wear a mask. Like, Target is still open. Walmart is still open.
Yeah, exactly. Like, your grocery store is open.
As a person from the South, they sell guns. They sell, like, they sell everything in a Walmart. What are you talking about? Like,
yeah. Yeah, they weren't even complaining about not being able to fuck. They were only complaining about like not being able to go to the store. I don't know. And it was all white people too.
Sorry, Julie. I don't mean to disparage.
Julie.
I'm aware. Very aware.
I was like, I don't want to come off as racist in this moment, but these white people have to be stopped. Okay,
people. That's the thing.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah, I don't have the structural power in order to oppress you. I don't. I simply do not. It's Yeah. Oh yeah, we have to introduce what this podcast is and who our guests
right.
are. Exactly. We haven't done that. Mm-hmm. We just enjoy your company so much.
Right.
Our bad. So, hey, everybody, this is Love About Town, co-presented by the Women in Comedy Festival Podcast Network and the Brain Machine Network. As always, you have me, your host, Kenise Mobley, and
your co-host, boy, Rohan, everybody, from his underground bunker in Brooklyn, New York. Your co-host, boy.
Co-host, boy?
I haven't spoken to a lot of people.
Am I, like, the host boy and you're the co-host boy?
No,
like
I thought
we're co-host
of it,
boys?
No, I thought of it more as like a subservient relationship. Oh. I'm your boy.
You're right.
I don't know. That,
Rohan,
I wanted to
say, that's not a thing you want to pick up. Okay?
He's going through some shit, man.
Yeah.
Let me be your boy. I want to be your boy.
Exactly. Please, I need something. If it means I can make contact with another human being outside of my apartment, please. I'll do anything.
Okay. Also, and this time I'm just gonna say their names because it gets weird because I try to like indicate that you should say whatever. It doesn't matter. At any rate, on the podcast this week we have two guest favorites. First up, you might remember her from a troubling conversation about eels. She is a writer. She is a comedian. You've seen it. If you live in New York and you went to comedy in the before times, you definitely saw her. Please welcome Julie Mitchell.
Hi.
Thank you so much for being on.
Yeah.
And you know him from... he was definitely on the podcast before, but he has his own podcast called Asian Not Asian and was recently named, or wait, can I say that thing about the thing?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, he was recently named a digital producer for Comedy Central, their digital producer program.
Yay.
Yeah, welcome, Fumi Abe.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
So good to see you. Yeah, so good to see you guys. I just realized we're all in Crown Heights, right?
No, Julie's in North Carolina.
Oh, shit.
Oh, you are?
Well,
I didn't
sorry.
Know that.
Yes.
Oh yes.
No, that's cool. She got out. She's hanging with her fam.
I'm at my brother's house. I've been here like
great.
6 weeks.
Hell yeah.
Do you hate
How's it been?
Me?
No.
No. That's great.
I feel so much guilt, honestly.
Why?
Why?
I don't know. I feel like I should be like roughing it or something.
Roughing it?
I mean, I am roughing it.
Yeah.
Are you guys gonna open? Is North Carolina opening?
North Carolina, we had protesters at the Capitol because everyone is stupid.
Yeah.
it's everything, like everyone is wearing a mask. Some restaurants are open for like takeout. Most things are not open really. But I would say I'm experiencing like there's so much like more physical space, but yeah. I'm having what I would call a second childhood. Because I'm living with my brother and only interacting with him and my parents, and it's bringing some stuff up for me.
Dude,
so emotionally, I think it's worse. Maybe.
Yeah, exactly. Wait, your parents are there as well?
So my parents live, I grew up in North Carolina. So my parents have, they've gotten divorced since I grew up. So they have now separate houses here. But my brother is a teacher and he lives here. So he invited me. He actually called me. He had been following it since it was in China. And so he was like, this is going to be really bad. I want you to consider coming here. And it was the weekend that there was that rumor. I don't know if you guys remember this, that they were going to close the bridges.
Yes.
Do you guys remember this?
I do remember this.
Yeah, someone got a text through someone that was like, my aunt is like a person in this thing. Anyway, and it was really scary. And I had been, this is like not important, but I had like left a job and then I was kind of running on fumes. And then I had just started two jobs. So that was going to be good, but I had no money, no money. And so the idea of, obviously I wasn't going to be able to go to these jobs. And so the idea of not having food was so I ran away.
No, that's the right
you
thing
mean
to
you
do.
Went to safety and a place where there is food.
Yes So I'm in my brother's like literal house.
Yeah
here's He has a bookcase.
Look at all that space.
Yeah.
Nice.
No, I can tell. Yeah, you're.
Yeah. But I'm sleeping on an air mattress, so don't feel too jealous.
Yeah. I like how you're like, but it's not great. You could be sleeping on a mattress or not.
I've been seeing some vines or not vines, TikToks. Yeah. I miss Vine. I do miss Vine.
Vine was great.
I've been seeing some TikToks and Instagram stories from literal mansions, and it's upsetting to me. And so I want to be clear at the situation that my brother teaches at a school.
I appreciate that. Because I saw some Instagrams from some people who are in our friend group, and it's like, oh, so it's like, oh, I'm just in the sunroom and I'm so bored. And it's like, they have like this giant sunroom with like very nice furniture looking out onto a deck and then a pool and then like an extensive backyard. Or like,
when is
like,
this going to end? And then they just like do a cannonball off the diving board.
that I'm like, okay, no. you recognize what your situation is and please shut the fuck up.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, my parents have an apartment in New Jersey, and they asked me if I wanted to core with them in New Jersey, and I was like, no. It's like, absolutely not. I will stay in my prison.
Your prison?
My prison house. Okay? I will stay here.
Bro, yeah, are you sitting on a camping chair?
No, I'm on my bed. And fun fact.
Not even a chair. Nope, okay.
Not even a chair. I'm on my bed and I'm leaning against a radiator because this. So I have like an apartment, a very old building, and the radiator in my room does not work. It's never worked. Okay. It's just here for show. There's like, well, you know, like the hot, what is it? The hot pipe. Everyone has a hot pipe in their apartment.
Yeah.
Hot pipe's right here. That does work. It's very hot. But that is not enough heat in the winter. So I have like a space heater over there, which you can't see. This is my like room. I need to get not overhead lighting. Hannah gave me one of her lamps down at the Hannah. Look at this right here.
Oh, look at that lamp.
Spider-Man poster that's above. Look at the Spider-Man poster that
yeah, that's what every woman okay. wants when they go to exactly. the room. Giant Spider-Man
that's
poster.
Spider-Man. It's the best
one. It is the best Spider-Man.
It's the best one. Great. Agreed.
Well, you have taste.
Yeah, thank you, Julie. Thank you for helping me validate that decision. To
and is it also... Was it framed?
It's framed.
It was so framed.
We're getting somewhere.
So last year I was unemployed for like 6 months, like, and I was just sort of like, I finally got a job, and I was like, okay, I have a little bit of money now. I need to get some like art on the wall. I need to be like a mature adult, you know, like have some art, like show women that come over that you're not just like a stunted, like 22-year-old, you know, you're like going to become an adult. And then
co-host boy.
And then I went to an Oscar party and I won that poster and I was like, this is art. And so I framed it. And so I framed it and put it by my bed.
So it's sitting right above your bed. Is there any barrier between, like, if you're doing anything on your bed, is it going to be a situation where you constantly have to avoid the wall?
No.
Because you're going to hit it?
No, I mean, not in the least. Okay. No.
It's a concern.
There's space.
Okay.
No, I paid a lot of money to get that frame, so no. No.
How the idea of you like gently directing a lady away, like she keeps going over there, and you're like, get back.
Yeah, no. I like you, I don't know. So anyway, that's my apartment is like, and because I don't know, I was never really at my apartment before this happened. I would like, you know, be out and about or whatever. And now I'm here and I have realized how important it is to not just have an apartment that is purely function. You need to like make it a little bit homely. You need to make it like a little bit like your own thing.
Yeah.
And I'm just like not that kind of guy. So, but now I think that I will be if we ever go back to normal, maybe I will be. So, anyway.
That's you can order idea. Things like I.
Right, like my, do it now.
Yeah. I was like,
I'm afraid because
you're in there.
My room was so dark. Like it was, I had only a blackout curtain. It's what I moved in with, like, or what was here when I moved in, and I never changed it. And after a week of being here and being like, I just have to be in this room all the time, I was like, no, that can't happen. So I like got a new window treatment. Beige velvet, and then there's white gauzy curtains behind it so that I can control the light that comes in,
right.
But also the neighbors still can't see me because of the gauzy white thing.
Huge.
And it's like, it's improved my mood so much to have light in here. Like, it makes it.
Yeah, your lighting is so good.
Right now, it really
is. I can be in here because I, like, one small change and I can be in my room. So, like,
that rocks.
You know, you can do that. And it was.
No, you're right.
I know you shouldn't use Amazon, but I Amazoned it and, like, this thing total, and it comes with, like, the metal rod and everything. Like, in total, I think I spent $40 and now my room is usable. So, like, small investments, you can do it.
That's great. Yeah, no, I'm just kind of afraid to spend money, and like, I'm just kind of afraid to spend more money than I have to, because I don't know. I have a job. I'm very fortunate. I'm like, I'm truly like one of the fortunate, but I don't know when, how long that's going to last. And so I'm just trying to be, and I just had to pay for my therapy for like a whole year. And that was a lot of money. So I was like,
What is this?
Because my therapist didn't charge me, and I had like known that this was coming, and so he's just like, I'm gonna charge you eventually. I'm gonna charge you. And I'm like, sure. And then he finally did, and it was a lot of money. And
how much was it? Ballpark.
It was like $2,000. It's like a lot of money.
What?
Hey, wait. This is for sessions you owed.
Yeah, that's what I owed.
Oh, okay. It's not like in advance or something.
Yeah. No.
I hate that he does that. I would not like that.
No, I like knew, because I tried dealing with my insurance and they never gave me like a straight answer. And then I was like, this is my plan. He has 80 patients, 90 patients. I can't imagine if I can't get through it. He's like, doesn't even
he has a service.
It was fine.
He's not sitting there doing the like extensive pit. Nah.
If it's once a year, like it was a lot of money. And so I was like, oh fuck. Like, I was like, okay.
And whatever he's getting from you, he's getting like triple from your insurance. I'm sorry. This isn't to say that the job of therapist is not difficult. I would never claim that. But to act as though he's sitting there, like filling in the dots and crossing his I's and T's, hoping the insurance, there's services that handle that stuff.
I also really like him, and he's like a 70-year-old man. And so I just give him like a lot of slack.
Dude, you have a man therapist?
Yeah,
I could never. Oh,
wait, why?
God. I could never get that emotional in front of a man. Never.
Oh, wow. Okay, interesting.
So somebody has gender issues.
Yeah, wait. Yeah, we need to unpack this, Fooey.
What, you guys could do that in front of a man? I don't think it's because I'm a man.
He's wanted to fuck her therapist.
No.
I do have a very hot therapist. He's a man. Yes, he still is a man, probably. I don't know.
Is your therapist a man?
I can't afford a therapist right now, but my favorite therapist I've ever had was an old white man.
Wow. This is unusual.
Yeah.
My favorite one was a Native American woman. Ooh, and I wish to God I could find, like, she lives in Boston. Yeah. Maybe insurance is now accepting video sessions, so I might go back to her.
I have video session with my therapist.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
I may go back to her because she got my movie references, and that's very important to me. Cute. Like, to be able to, like, I'd be like, I feel like this movie scene plus this movie scene, and she'd be like, I understand what you're saying, so I need to get with that.
You can't get emotional in front of a man like that.
I don't think so.
I think you could.
Whoa.
Not like in front of
What's
a, I don't know.
What's your with your dad like?
Not good. It's not good.
Sounds bad.
You know what's so funny?
Great.
I do digital therapy now, like here, but I keep my window open just because I can't go outside and stuff. And then, but my neighbors are always out like reading books and stuff. So like they've heard my shit, you know? And I just want to go out there and be like, my dad hit me, but he's a good guy. You know, I want to explain to them that it's not that bad.
Yeah. It's a complicated relationship, just like all relationships are complicated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like so many therapists are men, that limits the pool of people you
can use. I thought it was mainly women. Really? Maybe I thought that because of the movies or something. I just always assumed.
Oh, in the movies, it is always women, and it's often black women. And as a black woman, I've tried to find black women therapists, and it is almost impossible. It is so frustrating.
I feel that.
My ex had a black lady as her therapist, and she said it was like her best therapist.
Of course.
And also, I've only had women therapists up until my current therapist, Saul. And
I love that his name is Saul.
His name is Saul.
That's great.
Dude, his name is Saul.
That's not ready.
He has lived in New York for his whole life. He's 73, I think he is.
Nice.
73 years old. He gives tours of Park Slope as like a New York City greeter. You can like if you Google him, like that's
my grandma
the first
did that.
That comes up.
Aww.
Yeah, he's like adorable. But like Fumi, to get to address that concern, what I like about him is that like with all my therapists who are women, I like people who like push back against like what I have to say. And like my like the therapists who are women, they would do that, but sometimes they wouldn't. And Saul always does it. he's never like he knows and he like make like, you know, he makes fun of me, which I like. He's just like
you connect with him.
It's be so exhausting. I connect with him. It's like, it's going to be so exhausting living in your mind. And I'm like, this is what I need to hear. Like, this is like
that's so
it doesn't have to be so clinical between us.
That's so interesting.
Yeah. And I think that if you had a male therapist who you, I'd say if you have a male therapist you develop a relationship with, like that type of thing could develop, which it makes it easier for me to like emote to him because he's kind enough to like acknowledge when I'm being an idiot, or like acknowledge when, like, you know, like that, like I'm flawed just like he is, you know what I'm saying, like that kind of thing.
There's two layers. I think one is that I wanted like I just wanted a different perspective on things, so I thought maybe just going with the female therapist in general would be interesting. I don't want to be challenged. I don't know.
You don't want to be a better person?
No, I do want to be a better person, but I don't want my therapist to, like, it sounds like he's very aggressive with you. I want to be like, you know, I want her to cuddle me, you know? What do you guys think of therapy sessions?
No, he's not aggressive. He asks me a lot of questions, and then we like go through like a certain line of thinking, and then just in order to prove that the line of thinking is not always right.
That's good.
He doesn't have to say it explicitly, but then when you answer the questions, you're like, well, I sound like a fucking moron, don't I?
So that's
just for me. But like everyone is different. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a relationship. It's individual.
Yeah. I need someone who, and this, I think it says a lot about me, but someone who mirrors like the best student in class teacher relationship. That's what I need.
Which one are you? You're the student?
Yeah, of course she's the student.
I don't really.
I'm a very good student, and the teacher validates that I'm the best kid.
Oh my god.
I feel like explaining what kind of therapy you want should be a part of therapy, because I'm learning a lot about all of you.
To give me homework. I need them to grade my homework and say that I did a good job. That's what I need.
Yeah. Just validation.
Yeah. Validation, but also like, okay, we're tackling these problems. We've got a to-do list. We're working through the to-do list. It's very action-oriented. It's very goal-oriented. We have milestones that we hit. It's very clear. Boom, 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 boom. That's what I like.
Do you know what type of therapy they practice? Cognitive behavior therapy.
Yeah, I'm like CBT all day, every day, baby. Yeah. I've got workbooks.
CBT!
It sounds like you're active listening. It sounds like that's what you love.
You mean me listening or them?
There's a type of therapy that's called active listening, which is essentially like someone who mirrors you so that you can hear yourself back.
Dude, that's what it is. Who are you? Are you a therapist? What is going on?
I've been going to therapy since I was little. My mom is a huge proponent of talk therapy.
Nice. Julie, I will say you would be a fantastic therapist. If ever you were like, this is what I want to do with my life, I think you would be very good at it.
Thank you.
You'd be really good.
My mom has thought for a long time that I'd be a good child psychologist, but I don't think, you know, there's like social workers and people who it's like they can't leave it when they leave.
Yeah.
I would be like that. Emily. I think I would like really take it all in and I'd be helpful to them, but then I would be just crushed. Just like broken. Yeah.
Yeah.
To my friends.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I'm more of like the I think I'm not CBT. I like to listen, someone hears me go through all my ideas and then just like, yeah, maybe I'm closer to what Fumi, like the active listening, where you just like mirror me and then I hear myself and I'm like, oh, that's wrong. Or like, it's okay to feel this way.
That kind of thing.
This is completely different topic, but it's related-ish to the podcast.
Okay.
So I have been seeing a lot of people post on Twitter about like starting OnlyFans accounts. Are people posting about that as a joke, or are they actually doing it?
I think some people are doing it as a joke, but I think some people, I think half and I'm so, half. I love the response to it that I am seeing, where it's like, bitch, I've been doing this for 10 years. Okay. Yeah. Go try. Yeah. Go try. See how hard it is. Okay. Yeah. You think you're just going to put your tits on the internet and then, oh, money going to fall from the sky. You have to do things. Okay. You have to have like a person that, like, I love that. That makes me really happy.
Well, it's also so funny. Oh, sorry. It's also so funny that as comedians, every person has had the conversation a zillion times where someone's like, oh my God, it'd be so funny. I'm so funny, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Like, they can do stand-up because they can make some people laugh sometimes.
Yeah.
And now all these comics are like, I could do OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like, no, you couldn't, you bitch.
Right. There is exactly. One person who we know, I'm not naming names, who started it, and she is making a fair amount of money. And she's like, I don't understand why all women don't do this, da 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 da. But it is like.
Has this been confirmed? Wait, I know what you're talking about. Has this been confirmed?
Wait, can you text this
person?
Wait, yeah, sorry, I'll text it to you. Is this person doing comedy on OnlyFans or just like naked stuff?
I think they're like taking their clothes off.
No, this is all, yeah.
At any rate, they're like, oh my gosh, it's so easy. But it's like, hey, you're a size 20, like 23-year-old white woman. Like, don't act like everyone has access to the audiences that you have access to. Like,
has this been confirmed? Because I think that you heard this from me, and I wasn't sure if it was real or if it wasn't real. But
I want names. I want names.
We have a problem where you tell me something, I internalize it immediately.
Can you text me to the group?
Because I remember asking it. Yeah, because I remember asking it, being like, is this a joke or is this real? And I was like, if it's real, it seems like it could be real. And so,
Okay, that's exactly who I was thinking.
Can
I say something?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. How many people listen to this? Like, comics?
I don't know.
Like,
a few. A few comics listen to it, is what I will say.
Okay, do you think people will know who we're talking about?
Yes. People will know who we're talking about.
No, they wouldn't. I don't know.
Don't say her name, but say everything else.
Okay. I will just say, here's what I will say, which is a vague statement.
Okay.
Yeah.
Some people, the way that some people in comedy do this, and I see maybe this person as one of these people, I don't know.
Yeah.
People post things to make it look like things are better than they are. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Oh, yes. Yeah.
Like, I feel like people can tweet, you know, can take things out of context, and maybe they're rooted in some truth, but if you knew the whole thing, you would be like, oh, what?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it's kind of like that.
Okay. That makes me feel better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like a little money is being made, but I don't think it's as much as is being...
Can you not see how much money is being made on their page? Like, is it not like Patreon where it shows you like subscribers?
I think you can either choose you can choose to show it or choose the height of it.
So, all right, somebody find her page.
So me and Brian. So Brian and I on our show, Brian wanted to make a feet one, and I told him to get the handle Native Feet. And so he has it.
Dude, that rocks.
But I know, right? And he should do it. But so we were looking at it, and I think that the one that he was looking at works, because there's Patreon you could do like sex content, but you could.
Oh, you can. I didn't know that. Yeah.
The way that I think the OnlyFans
I have seen. That on Patreon.
Patreon's got weird stuff on there, man.
Right. There's no, they don't have any content blocks, I think.
Oh, it's great.
As does Twitter. Did you guys see Caroline Calloway's just nude?
Well, no.
Who's that?
Right?
I'm looking up right now.
I don't know who that person is.
I thought, Kinesh, I thought you were talking about that big black dick that was going viral. You see that
what
one?
There
was a big black dick that was going viral. And I was like, I didn't even know you could see this on Twitter. Like,
yes,
I'm not
penetration on Twitter.
I know, but I thought they would blur it or something.
No, there's no blurring.
You can follow porn stars on Twitter. And
yes, I did.
Full videos.
Full videos. I followed one. I think I've said this on the podcast too much, but I followed one. He followed me back. I feel so good about it. We
and
are now friends.
He asked to be on the pod.
Yeah, he asked to be on the pod.
Who?
I didn't even bring the pod
Who?
Up. And he was
Who?
Like, let me Who? Be on the pod.
Who?
Logan Pierce.
What?
Logan Pierce.
Yeah, he follows me on Twitter now. It's
Oh my god.
I'm happy that you know who that is.
What's he in?
I'm on Twitter.
Hell yes.
I don't know this guy.
You don't know Logan Pierce?
But you know why? Because I looked him up afterwards when Kinesh told me about him. By the way, I have to say, Kinesh texted me about Logan Pierce and she was like, oh my god, and I didn't know who he was, but immediately knew he was a porn star. From how excited Kinesh was, I was just like, this guy's a porn star. And I was like, and I looked him up, and Fumi, I don't know, this is why I don't think you might know him, is because he's in a lot of like very well produced stuff, and that's like the worst kind of porn to me.
To me,
is
he that like, is he type that I can watch? I need
is he
the
in
right.
the canon?
I can't.
Is he in the
it.
Canon? Is he in the canon?
What do you mean the canon?
I don't think he's like, in the canon.
Like, he works with a lot of canon people, right?
That's what I'm saying. Like, is he up there with like the Asakura?
What's his ranking on Pornhub? You know?
Yeah,
his ranking is low. It's he's like that at like 1,000. But for men, it's different because like men like only like 7 dudes are in like the top 500.
Right.
Oh,
so
yeah,
it doesn't.
He's like a top 20 porn star.
Yeah, male porn stars. He's like probably in the top 50 easily.
Wow, because I'm thinking like the Johnny Sins, the James Deans. I know those guys. I recognize their faces, but this guy,
he's not there. But like, okay, so you've got
he's like an up and coming guy.
Yeah, I mean, no,
he's indie porn. He's the indie scene.
He's like Brooklyn.
He's like won AVN awards and stuff. Like he won Best Newcomer probably like 2014 or 15 or something. Since then, he's been like around, you know.
He's been around.
Yeah, but like, okay, I hate that I know so much about this, but whatever, you know, I've put in like 10,000 hours. At any rate, it's like you got your Johnny Sins and your James Deans, people that like not even porn people they've heard of or at least they've seen, right? Then you have underneath them, you've got like Mick Blue. You've got...
I know Mick Blue.
Yeah, it's like, I know you know
He's old school,
what about,
old school.
What about like Lex Steele, that guy?
Wait, who?
Lex Steele. You know
Lex Steele is still around. I think Lex Steele is like somewhere between these level one and level two. You know?
I don't think he does it anymore.
He's like retired.
Who's that guy that kind of looks like Tom Hardy? He's got an uncircumcised dick, but it's huge. And he fucks like an animal.
That's so many dudes, dude. Nah, like,
he looks like Ethan Hawke.
Ethan Hawke?
I'm Googling it right now.
Okay, are you talking?
Rohan Padye? What? Oh my God. Thank you, Fumi. Wow.
Who looks kind of like Tom Hardy? Like he's got like pouty lips. Is what we're talking about?
I think I know he's
gay porn.
He has like that tough guy face.
Does he do gay porn too?
I don't know. I don't know about that.
Okay, there's a few guys. There's one guy who has a tough guy face. He's often he's not
Tommy something.
Tommy?
I don't know.
What sites does he work for?
I mean, a lot.
They work for all of them. These guys, these guys cross production companies. Know. They're not limited to a single one.
I guarantee you he's in the top 10. I guarantee you he's in the top 10 male porn stars.
Okay, I'm going to look this up. He looks like Tom Hardy.
Sorry. Ethan Hawke with a Tom Hardy body.
That seems like a combination of Marcus Dupree or there's a guy who often works with Mick Blue if they're doing like a double thing.
I could see this guy being with Mick Blue. They seem like they would get along.
Okay.
Just according to their penises, they look like they might get it all. I don't know.
Is that how we judge? Is it like these two penises seem
compatible?
You know what's interesting? I've been on Pornhub. So I used to just search for categories. Now I watch this category called porn for women, or like porn popular among women, which is like a tab.
Oh yeah.
And it's so interesting because it's like very different from what is on like the homepage stuff. And then like you're just scrolling through and you're like, oh, this is pretty good stuff. And then like every other video is like a gay porn video. It's so interesting. Yeah.
I was talking about this with one of my very good friends, and it was just like, I want to watch sexuality happen where it's not like one person is being violated or abused. Ah. And where can I find that? Two dudes fucking.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Denise, have you heard of, like, I think it's called, someone told me about this. It's called Dipsy. Have you heard of this? D-I-P-S-E-A. It's like a podcast.
And Dipsia?
It's like Dipsia. Is that how you pronounce it?
No, I don't know. You just said those are the
that's how you,
letters that you said.
And it's a podcast, and it's like very tasteful ASMR type like stories. And it's like stories about sex and about like romance and stuff. And it's like romance-y. It's only audio. And I listen to
it. Is it free or does it cost money?
I think it costs money because I only listen to the free stuff. Okay. And it was hot. But it wasn't like overtly sexual in the way that like is like aggressive fucking like that.
Just like
It was you know, she touched my arm in a nice way. I don't know. I'm bad at this.
Rohan, I just need you to notice that you have it's arm touching and elbow touching that you have mentioned more on this podcast than anything else. I think you have a thing, and I think maybe acknowledge that you have a thing.
Oh, the elbow touch, I'm very upfront about how much that makes me happy. You touch my elbow, and then in that way, and it's like...
In what way?
In a nice way.
In a very nice way. You hold it like this. And if you don't, because it's from someone else, so you don't know when it's coming, and then it's there, and you're like, "Woo!"
You're talking about in bed or just like in social things, like let's go. I'm gonna grab you
in like a social situation. Yeah,
if let's go. Any sort by of the elbow.
Yeah, the elbow.
Okay, what elbow happened?
I just feel so good. I don't know. I feel very like.
That's so funny. You're like a novice.
I wonder if it's an erogenous zone. I'm gonna look it up.
Yeah. The elbow.
Yeah, no. What if it's a rare one?
Could be. I don't feel like turned on, like hot and bothered, but I feel like, I feel like very like warm and like in comforted. That is a great word. That's a great way to put it. Comforted and like accepted and like appreciated.
Accepted.
Accepted.
Johnny Castle. Let me see. Johnny Castle. I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, I love a good arm elbow touch, but that's like what the equivalent of the podcast is. It's like these stories, and they end up having sex, and they're talking about it, and they're breathy, and they're close to the microphone, and that type of shit. Yeah. But it's like a good like balance between like aggressive porn and like soft. I don't know whatever the other thing is.
I would give that a shot, especially like real talk. Two nights ago, I had a dream about a guy standing behind me and, like, talking. And, like, I could feel his breath on my neck. And that was the dream. Okay? Like, that's...
Oh, my God.
Is that sexual?
Yes. But it's wow.
Oh, yeah. Also, but, like, the reason I brought it up is because it's women. It's made by women for women. So, it's like... It's like yeah. And so, that's why... Yeah. right. So... that's very good. yeah. Anyway, Fumi, you wrote close.
Oh,
are
no,
you talking
no,
about Johnny Castle? No.
Yeah,
close,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Close. Close.
Yeah, you're almost there.
Yeah, warmer. Oh, maybe that. Hold on. Let me see.
For listeners, wait, what?
Oh, no.
Oh, just for listeners, I am sending Fumi potentially who the porn star is, and he is saying yes or no. I am looking at Pornhub's list of top porn actors male.
I think it's him. I gotta watch one of the movies. Hold on. I'm watching.
You're gonna watch a porn right now?
I'm watching it right now.
A first on Low About Time. Fumi
Shiro. No, it's not him. It's not him.
Okay.
I'll find it. I think his name is like...
The reason I brought up
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hardy.
Oh, Tommy Gunn?
Yeah, he's next down.
Tommy Gunn, that's him.
His name is Tommy Gunn?
No, it's not him.
Yeah, I was like, I don't think Tommy Gunn isn't doing that much. I mean, he does stuff, but he's not like, he's not one of the faces. You know what I'm saying? Okay.
I know.
Does Dick have a trigger on it? Does he have like a trigger tattoo?
Oh. Okay. I found him. I found him, but I don't know his name. So I will share the link.
So we all have to watch this pornography together.
This is the scene I remember from like when I was in high school.
Oh my God.
Changed my life.
Oh my God.
I know this guy.
This guy.
For the listeners, the link has a backslash and then it's Gianna_Michaels_ gets her big tits covered in cum.
it makes sense. That's what happens.
I just like picturing, like, I'm just gonna put on my bifocals and then it's looking and it's like
there's not a lot of his face in this. I just need you to know it makes it a little harder. I will say this guy, even based on the camera footage of this video, this guy seems like he was active around 2012. Like, that is some standard definition video, so it does make it a little bit harder. I will say I don't think I had come into my own as far as porn knowledge at that point.
This is because that's the scene I remember, but like, he's in other stuff.
He's still working
recently. He did something with Riley Reid recently. Let me look, and we all love Riley. Yeah. This is a great guy.
You could do sport. That like Letterboxd, but for porn.
I feel like everyone's.
Is this?
Dude, no. Dad, Pornhub's giving out free premium subscriptions.
Yeah, wait, do you have to put in your credit card information?
No. Just email. But
just your email.
I used up my.
They do it every year on Valentine's Day too. They're just doing it longer now.
But the premium stuff is interesting. It's just like a little. It's just kind of long.
I don't know. It's just longer stuff. It's not long. It's like I'm kind of glad that they made it to like actually see what you're missing, and you're really not missing much.
No, okay. It's like if I was gonna like sit down in the theater and like watch it, I guess it's good because it's like HD and long, but. I don't need it. You know.
I love the idea that are there still porn theaters that one can attend?
Absolutely, there are.
There are no more theaters. Everything is gone now.
Yeah.
Final Cut Pro is here right now too. Just so everyone knows.
What'd you say?
Final Cut Pro, the movie editing software.
Is free.
Yeah.
It's free right now for 3 months.
Oh shit! I didn't know that. That's nice of them. That's the reason I brought the OnlyFans though, is because it's like There, I noticed like a lot more people are doing it, but like, I'm like conflicted because like on one hand it's like, yeah, okay, there are like millions of people that are unemployed and you gotta do what you gotta do to like make money, but it's like also it's like, man, like there have been people who have been like working this game for so long, and then like they're like hustling to make their channel, and then like you just like come on like your own channel like it's nobody's business, and you're like. You're like theoretically taking dollars away from those people, and then
I don't think you're taking dollars away from those. Like, it's just if you are just started, there's these new comedians are coming and taking dollars out of old comedians' hands. No, they're not. Like,
but this is
they're
the
not
thing.
Getting
this
the followers.
Why,
they're not.
So why
the...
I think that it's different because in comedy, you're not good until like 7 years in. But with porn, everybody always wants to see a new face. Everybody always wants to see like a new person. Mm-hmm. So like if you're a new person and you're like coming in, you are automatically like hotter than somebody who's been doing it for even like a year.
I think you're underestimating the skill that it takes to be good at it, though.
Sure. No, I 100% am. I'm only saying that it's like it's not the same because like you can tell – you can not only just tell a difference, but like it's also like – I don't know, whatever. I think that there's like an aesthetic quality in porn that doesn't exist in comedy. I don't think the equivalent is like 1-to-1. But like, I think that that's like a legitimate threat. But yes, you're right, of course. Like someone who's been doing it for on OnlyFans for a while is definitely way better than someone who just started. But I didn't know if it was like a fake thing or if it was like a real thing that people are doing. And it's sort of, I'm conflicted about how I feel about it.
I am not paying for any of it.
So. Oh, sure. I think that we should be paying for porn, though.
Oh, yes. I do think I should pay for porn.
You should.
Yeah.
You know what? That is a more convenient opinion for me to have. I have that opinion now.
Yeah.
Pay for porn. I don't need to pay for porn because I'm good.
I think that you, I felt guilty using the Pornhub premium for what?
You felt guilty?
I felt a little guilty.
Rohan, you feel guilty all the time.
Yeah. I know.
I'm just joking. I think it's fine.
Yeah. I know. I think, I don't know.
I cannot find this dude and it's making me mad.
Oh, my guy?
Yeah.
my porn star?
Your guy?
My guy? You know, based on the incredible description that Fumi gave, you can't find
him.
Hold on.
Okay, I'm going to go to Pornhub.com, classic, and then go to the porn stars. Is there a male option?
Yes.
Male
That's
porn
what
stars.
I'm looking at.
Okay, male porn star. Oh, you know who's number one? Jordi El Nino. Interesting. He looks like he's like a little boy, but a big penis. Oh, I found him. Manuela Ferrara.
It's Manuela Ferrara? I don't think that's him. Look it up.
It is him.
Is it?
It is him.
I don't know that it is. You're
looking him up right now.
No, I know what I know. I'm looking at it right now.
I know what I know. I could spot that dick from a mile away.
He's uncircumcised.
It's him.
It's got to be him.
All right.
Why? You know who he is?
He's like an old school guy.
That's what I'm saying. He's an old school guy.
Let's get him on the pod.
Okay. I'll follow him on Twitter, see what happens.
There's always I've never looked at the male one.
He's interesting. He's a French pornographic. Okay, this is his Wikipedia. This is the first sentence of a Wikipedia page. Manuel Janine, known professionally as Manuel Ferrara, is a French pornographic actor and director. He is a U.S. green card holder.
He's an artist, okay?
He's an artist.
He's an artist.
That's the second sentence of his Wikipedia bio, is that he has a green card. So you know he's fucking legally. You know how... That's insane.
Whoa. Does he have four children and his partner was born in 2012?
What? That's not legal. Correct.
They got married. Yep. Okay, my bad.
I was like, what?
He has four kids. He was divorced.
A lot of porn stars marry young.
He's married to another porn star, I believe.
And then Caden Cross.
Okay, yeah, I see it. I see it now.
He's Caden? So hot. I'm following him.
Oh, Fumi. Wow, Kanice. Dude.
Manuel.
Oh, he's quite attractive.
Kanice, you are spot on. All right, this is another entry from his Wikipedia. On January 22nd, 2012, he became the first actor in history to win AVN's Male Performer of the Year. Four times.
Wow.
You had a 2012 vibe. You said that earlier.
Wow.
I can tell when things come out based on film quality, lighting design, production design. Like, I can tell.
You have good taste. He's won Male Performer of the Year five times. And he won again in 2014.
I mean, he's really good. What can I say?
Taste. Yeah.
The man is very good.
You like quality. Okay.
Yeah.
Porn, which is the train scene in Nymphomaniac? Are we watching it?
Oh, dude, I have to watch.
What? I hate what that movie about. So fucking
okay, but
much.
Have you seen the train scene? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Okay, no one's in this train. I've not seen the movie, but I was like, oh, I hate Lars von Trier so much. Fuck this guy.
Yeah.
What, when she like blows a guy on a train or something?
That's the one.
Okay. Yeah, I saw it.
Okay.
That seems kind of, PG-13, just blowing.
No, but it's like, you see a peen in a mouth, yeah.
What do you mean you see a peen? But it's not. You're saying it's not a porn movie.
So it's like a movie that came out in theaters. It's like NC-17. It's like that scene in, what is it, like Brown Bunny, where Chloe Sevigny gives Vincent Gallo a blowjob. Like, it's like, I think it's like that.
Lars von Trier has a very complicated relationship towards women.
He hates them.
He also makes fun of them. The only movie that I've seen of Lars von Trier is a movie called The House That Jack Built, and it's a good movie, but the movie is essentially him like commenting on how he hates women. Uh-huh. Like, that is
That's Antichrist too, but
Yeah,
but he's like very aware of like how people perceive his art is what I think, and it's about a guy going to hell essentially. So it's like he is aware, but that doesn't make it right, of course. Yeah. But it's just saying, he's very aware.
Melancholia was the least bad movie that he made, is what I
remember. I like that movie.
Yeah,
yeah. I gotta watch it. I gotta put it on that watch.
I like Kirsten Dunst. I think she's interesting.
Yeah.
I like Kirsten Dunst a lot. I had a huge crush on Kirsten Dunst when I was a teenager.
That makes sense. She was also
What was that movie she was in with?
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man, of course.
Suicides.
What, sorry?
Oh, I was just going to keep screaming.
No, what movie? It's a movie, it's like a rom-com, and she's with like this Hispanic guy, and they're...
Crazy Beautiful?
Yeah, I think that was a movie. I remember watching that.
Crazy / Beautiful.
Beautiful,
and
yeah.
She looked, and she, I remember thinking she looked like incredible. And she was like wet the whole movie. Like, she was just like covered in water like the whole movie. And I was just like, oh my God, this is crazy.
That's the issue with women now. They're not covered in water enough.
No. It was just like, it was like a movie that was like meant for me to be like, just like turn
a horned up 14-year-old.
It's so weird. Like watching a movie like The Ring, which was made like 2002, like the expectation of women being like, just, unhealthily thin. Like every woman, like if you just kind of go back and you watch these movies, and like, please eat more food. All of you look like.
Wait, why did you bring up The Ring?
Like, that very unhealthy.
That would
because
that'd be so weird if she was fat. That would be so fucking weird.
No, not the girl. Not the ring girl. The main character.
Oh, I was like, what?
Not the ring. The main character, the lady who has the son.
Gotcha.
Yeah, Naomi Watts. Yeah, there it is. I thought it was. I was gonna say Gwyneth Paltrow. I was like, that's not right.
Yeah, Gwyneth Paltrow, Uma Thurman. They're all part of this like '90s block of women who just like painfully thin. That was when like heroin chic was the biggest, and they just all looked like something bad just happened to them all the time. Like that was the look.
Yeah, it sucked. It was weird watching.
Low-rise jeans were in.
They were very
ugh.
And the what is the crop top where you could see the belly button up until that one? That one
bare,
was very
bare midriff.
Bare midriff. That one. That look was very in.
There it is.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
all
weird.
Things
it's weird
I never was allowed to do. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, who's booed up in this quarantine? Anybody? No one. Yeah. Fumi's, oh yeah, you are Fumi. That's right.
You got like a wife practically.
Yeah.
She's over there.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Yep. How's that been going?
It's fine. In the beginning, I think it was a little hard just because, like, I didn't have stand up, and so I think I was being, like, extra annoying, you know?
Yeah.
You know, we don't do stand up for a while. You just, like, try to run bits on people, like, or just, you just try to, like, you know, you have this energy that you don't have an outlet for. So you're just, like, right. being extra weird. So she snapped. But then we had a conversation, and now we're good.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah. But we're not doing the open thing anymore. Obviously, God said no. So.
Oh wait, you were doing the open thing? I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I was, but then Corona happened, so now there's no way.
How many weeks before Corona did you decide to do the open thing?
I think we were doing it for like a couple months. It wasn't that long.
Nice.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, I got a little taste of it.
Oh yeah, how was that?
Yeah, it was cool. It was cool. We like talked about it. It was nice, you know.
Who initiated it?
The
open.
Who was well. I think I brought it up like a long time ago, and then it came up again in April. It was a mutual decision.
Okay.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, that rocks. That's the right idea. Yeah. Now you can.
I mean, I can't do it for a while. It's like I think like sure. saying you're in an open relationship now is like I don't even know. It's like an ancient concept. You know, it's like it's like saying you have like laser discs or something. Like people are like, what? Like what is that?
Yeah.
You know? So I don't know. Are you guys all alone?
Kill yourself.
Wow. That was a way to phrase that. But, you know, you had choices and you chose alone. Okay. Interesting.
Huh. No, Julie's all good. She's with her family.
I'm with my brother.
Yeah, but that's
Julie,
some
have
love.
You thought about, I know that apps are very bad and you've not.
Oh, they're going to say, have you thought
them?
About fucking your brother?
Have you like considered like, I know because and you're just to see like, oh, I wonder what men in North Carolina are like, or are you just like, no, that's just is like, I'm
that's
not even.
That's a road I've gone down before, to be honest.
Yeah.
I don't really like online dating.
I've realized.
I don't like it. I just get angry at people for no reason. And it's because in person, I can figure out immediately if I like someone or not. Also, if I like the way they're talking to me, you know what I mean? And I try to give people the benefit of the doubt, but I just get so infuriated so quickly and it's not fair. And then I'm like honest and direct and they're like, whoa. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know what to tell you. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's where they don't get it and they keep doing shit and I'm just like, no, I hate this. How can I more clearly say that I hate this? Yeah, and it's not, I feel like I can talk to most people, so it's like I can have a conversation with anyone and they're like really into it and I'm not and I hate it and it's bad.
Yeah, so no updates to the spreadsheet, huh? You haven't learned anything.
You remember that.
Of course, that was dope.
Yeah,
incredible.
I don't know this, but I genuinely think about this. I think about it like every, because I had like a, right before Corona, I had like a someone I was like, I went on a few dates with, and we had a very honest conversation afterwards, and I was like, okay, what did I learn from this? And I thought about your spreadsheet,
That makes me so happy. Okay,
yeah.
Fumi, for the listeners who don't care, I have a Google spreadsheet that I keep of everyone that I hook up with, including just kissing.
And then you have like different metrics for how far you got with them?
So I have different categories. Yeah, I rate it 1 to 10, like on how much I liked it. And then I say what we did. And then I added a column because one time I had a bad time. And so I added a column that was, what did I learn from this?
That's incredible.
I feel like all of them are worth something.
Mm.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I would love to like run a correlation on your data. That sounds awesome.
What does that mean? Is that a basketball term?
No, just like
stats.
Yeah, it's like stats stuff.
Hard into the stereotype.
Yeah. I used to do that. I used to do that for like a living. I would love to. I mean, if you have different variables, like obviously like age, you know, maybe height, weight, personality type, right? Like, and then you can just if you had a good time or not. Maybe it's binary, 0 or 1. So then you can run like a little logistical regression and just be like, do any of these variables other than like obviously height, weight, but if you have more, eye color, whatever. And then you
like maybe you have a much better time with old people and you haven't
exactly.
even like
and you don't even know it. Just, and you whoa. Don't even
yeah.
know.
Yeah,
and
yeah, so you yeah. Should,
you
could,
yeah.
Do you guys yeah, there's like something a, insane?
Yeah.
It's, okay, well, like, I have no... like, I already did it.
I created an app.
Oh, that would rock.
Eugenics. No. No, I was going to say, I don't think I have a physical type because the data is across the map. Boy, let me tell you. But the two people I've ever dated, I've only had two serious relationships, and there have been insane similarities between those two people, and only two of which are, one is that they both loved candles.
Whoa.
Okay.
Weird.
So you got to get on like a candle...
And that's not even something I knew, like, I didn't even realize that until we were, like, fully dating. And then I had this memory of, like, wait, this person brought a candle to my house so that when we're hanging out, we can just have a candle. Isn't that crazy?
Both guys did that?
Yes. And they both ate really healthy, like, were very into, like, cooking and all this stuff, but loved Domino's. Like
specifically Domino's.
Specifically Domino's, which isn't that good.
No. This is where we disagree.
It's fine. But if you're ordering takeout pizza, you would go Domino's first all the time, every time.
Well, is this in New York?
In New York, or is this in?
No, one was in New Orleans. One was in Massachusetts.
Okay. If in Massachusetts, absolutely, I would. Massachusetts pizza is straight up garbage. So yes, gosh. Domino's. Yeah, I'd go first. I don't know about New Orleans. I imagine that I wouldn't because there would be like cool pizza.
There's way better.
Right. Yeah. I would imagine. But Massachusetts is like I'm so sorry to say this. Massachusetts is a wasteland for food. There is no good food of anything in Massachusetts because there are too many white people who live
there's
in the
good
state.
Subs.
there's decent subs. Okay. This is a data yeah, from
you need
dating.
To weigh in here.
Yeah.
from dating a lot of people in Massachusetts, the way that Massachusetts, New England whites are taught to cook meat is to overcook it and to remove most of the flavor from it. And I think maybe because like they couldn't get a lot of meat, so like just to make sure that it was safe, they would cook it to a certain yeah. level. Yeah. But I have had someone make it like sausage, like tubes of sausage come in a pinkish hue. When they are cooked, they take on a light brown color. That is when it's like the juiciest and you know that it is cooked. So it's no longer pink, it's a light brown, but they would cook it until the entire thing all the way through is a yep. dark brown. And so it's this chewy, flavorless disc. And it's like, you simply do not know how to cook.
Yes.
You simply do not, because you're overcooking everything and decreasing the flavor of everything and adding too much water to things to really dilute the flavor. So I would agree that if Massachusetts pizza is made by New Englanders, then it is trash. If it is made by Italians who lived there recently, like who moved there recently, then it may be better.
Oh, yeah, the North End.
Yeah, North End, sure. But like anyone else, like if just some dude named Sean said he was going to make me a pizza, then I would throw it in the trash. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a food. So they like Domino's and they like candles. Those are the two big.
There were others. I remember when I was dating the second one, there would be just moments of things where I'd be like, this is odd. Yeah,
it's so your preferences.
Yeah, but see, these are things you can find out through data. It doesn't have to be physical appearances. Like, did they like candles? That's a binary.
Okay.
Yes, no. Yeah.
Yes, no.
What is that even? Yeah, I'm curious, I guess. Okay. This makes me
want to put my stuff in a spreadsheet. Fumi, would you do a regression analysis on my data if I gave you a bunch of data?
If you gave it to me in the right format, I would do
it.
If I gave it to you
in an Excel spreadsheet with like clearly defined some rating parameters.
But just know that like I can't run like a regression on like, so example, like, you know, I can do it on like how tall is he? Okay, so it's like there's tall and there's short. And how is he?
But you can't do it on like certain preferentials, like.
But if you can, but you have to make it binary. It can't be like one. Yeah, one means white, two means Asian. I can't do that because then the numbers don't mean anything, right?
Right.
So it has to be on some sort of scale.
Okay.
Colorism. No, you just have to take that data and then put it in a.
You just have to say like white or not white. You have to say over 6 feet or under 6 feet.
Yeah. How wide are they? Yeah. Right. So like a 10 has to mean more than a 7. You know, with
yeah.
a.
Yeah. But so like if Julie, I ranked it like okay, this experience was a 7, this experience was a 10, and you could say okay, let me cross this. Someone is. Like age going up or down, you would be able to say.
Yeah. So like, then your dependent variable is, did you have a good time? So now we're trying to solve for what is a good time? And then a good time can be defined by.
I feel like this is a futile endeavor because that is never going to equal the end.
Well, it's just like, it's not a perfect solution, but like there might be some like latent things you didn't think about. Like, a lot of it will be obvious, but then like, the candle thing, for example, might like pop up as like a very strong driver. And you're like, why didn't I? Well, now I should hang out in front of Yankee Candle. What am I doing at these fucking clubs?
Yeah.
You know? Right.
Yeah. One would ever go there.
Yeah.
All right. I'm doing it. I'm putting my data in a spreadsheet. I have a list. And then based on our podcast.
Is this common? Do people have lists? Am I on
Denise
list?
Denise has a list. I know that.
I have a list.
Oh, my God.
But based on Julie being on the podcast, I did start, like, going back and, like, putting some detail beside people's names, like, so-and-so's roommate, or, like, this is when I met them, just so that I can remember details about them. But I could add that level. What?
I only did it because I have a terrible memory.
Yeah. Me too. Someone was like, how many people have you slept with? And I was like, and so I wanted to make sure that like I had that.
You open
somewhere.
Your Google Docs.
Let's be clear. Kanice has enough. Kanice knows exactly how many people she slept.
Yeah, because I keep a list.
Because of that. Wait, I want to.
Yeah. And then now you're going to go back and like remember the things that you liked and disliked about them.
Yeah. Like, okay, what's the rating of the sex? What's the rating of how I feel about it after? Because those are two different things.
Wow.
Sometimes sex is good, but then like, oh, this was a really bad point in my life and da-da-da-da, and I feel like I hadn't done that.
Can you share that document with me? Fumi, I'm gonna write add a column that says LOL or not LOL, and then you can say
Rude. I love it.
How dare
you.
And then you
I've added like kisses and things. I don't know. Some people are just bad.
You get a correlation of whether you know if Rohan likes them or not.
I'm going to be 100% honest here, though. Like when I am swiping on the apps, I'm like, would this dude hang out well with my friends or not? And so there is an element of like, not, I mean, sometimes it is like, oh, he and Rohan would not get along.
Yeah. There's definitely that. Oh, I 100%.
Rohan would resent having to hang out with this person a lot.
I do that. I do that all the time. With like, oh, it's like, oh, like, what would Kanice think? What would like, you know, whatever my other friends think about like this person? Absolutely. That's like first date. That's a first date. I'm always thinking that shit.
Really? Your first date?
Yeah, I'm always thinking like
first date.
Yeah, before first date too. Sure, but like.
Yeah, like if it's like a super jock guy, like don't get me wrong, I like a good jock from time to time for fun reasons, and I know that I wouldn't want to bring like certain types of like meathead jocks around.
I guess I guess when I'm meeting someone, I'm not thinking about if I could date them. I'm just thinking, do I like them in this moment?
It's very much so like.
I like that, Julie.
Someone who I could see myself with.
Yeah, I don't think I want to date anyone. Like, I think some people are searching for someone to date and they're seeing if someone fits in their criteria, and I am not in that. I think I'm just, like, thinking, are we vibing, you know? Mm-hmm. And then if I'm hanging out with someone a lot, then I'm like, oh, I like this. But I think about it like dating, I would never want to date anyone.
This is a problem that I have. That my sister's like, Kanice, I think you don't like people. And it's like, I do like the idea of people.
Right.
And I just haven't found someone who I want to be around for a long time.
You sound like an alien.
What do you mean?
I like the idea of people.
You and I are similar. you and I are similar in that we both like the chase. We like the process. We like the initial meeting somebody. We like the initial feeling out of them. We like the first meeting. And
I used to feel that way. Yeah,
that's got to end, dude, because, like, that's tiring. Yeah,
now what I want to be a year into a relationship. I want to close my eyes and then wake up and then have someone who I know what they like sexually, and I don't have to do that awkward process of discovery. Okay, what type of music do you like? Here's a list of things that, like, you absolutely cannot do if you want me to love you, and you already know what that list is.
I don't think you should talk about music ever. I think it's a bad thing for people to talk about, like, in terms of compatibility romantically. Mm.
Oh, I agree. I think there's this. So Amy Rose Paste, I think she posted it. At any rate, it's about, like, the embarrassment you have with your former self, but specifically the embarrassment that you have with your former self if you are a certain age of millennial. So, like, where in your early 20s and late teens, like, twee things were very cool. So, like, that's when Zooey Deschanel was at, like, her height, when 500 Days of Summer came out, when, like, this navel-gazy ukulele bullshit was, like, at its height. And that's part of when you were determining who you were as a person.
Yeah.
And how embarrassing that is. I think a lot of people who grew up with that as part of them developing themselves really do. Or they're like, do we like the same music?
Okay, oh my God. I do it. Kanye during that time. So that's a different thing we have to go through.
I do that.
Say what?
I do that. I do, like, do we have the same, like, cultural tastes? And that's important to me. But it's also, like, not that important to me. The long-term relationship I had, we didn't have that in common, but I liked it.
I feel like people mistake mutual interest for compatibility. And it's all sense of intimacy, because that music and that, like, pop culture means so much to you. So then if someone else has the same little buttons where they're like, I like these bands and this thing, you think it means that you're actually sharing an experience or the same type of person, and it doesn't. And I think it's wrong. I think
that's like, that's like some high school shit. That's like high school logic. Right?
It's like a cheat code for intimacy. No. And I think it often ends up not being right.
Yeah, I agree.
I want all the cheat codes for intimacy. you're right, Julie.
Cheat code that doesn't work.
Right, exactly, yeah.
We are well past the hour, so we are going to have to wrap this up. We've got these great guests.
Wow.
I'm having so much fun, but we at least need to say, so that we can end the podcast here. Yeah. Final thoughts, any things you learned, any things you thought about, anything you want listeners to know about you?
I'll be continuing to grow out my hair.
It looks good.
Nice,
you should.
Boomy.
You should do that.
And I'll keep an eye out for hot male porn stars.
I would love to have a discussion thread where we can speak openly about this. I am tired of having all this knowledge that I can't use. Like, I can't talk about politely, but I have tons of knowledge about this thing. Yeah, that's really frustrating.
Yeah, if you want to talk about Xvideos/ Gianna Michaels gets her big tits covered in cum / underscore. hit me up, man. Hit me up.
No, go ahead, Julie.
Okay, I would like the listeners to perhaps question whether or not love is real. I would like them to think about that. Or the model of love that they think is real. Maybe just interrogate that. Sit with it for a minute. Yeah.
Yeah. I would agree with that. And also, you know, I don't know. What are my final thoughts today? Pay for your porn. If you're a man you know what, if you're a person and you have disposable income and you watch porn, pay for it.
That makes sense.
That's a good one.
I'm a hero. Thank you.
I learned that I do know who this Ferrero guy is, and I will follow more porn stars on Twitter. I would love it if on a first date, if you talk about, like, the type of movies you like and the type of music that you like, that you could also theoretically talk about the type of porn that you like.
I try and do it.
That's kind of cool.
That would be Like, I mean, you have to be having a vibe, of course, but I would love it if I felt that level of comfort versus societal shame for knowing so much about porn.
That's way more meaningful anyway, I think.
Yeah, like, this is what I like. Oh, you like the same thing? You mean the thing that we would be doing together? We both like this way of doing that thing? Yeah, that would be very useful.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. So, guys, this has been Love About Town. Fumi, where can people find you on the internet?
You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. I'm on TikTok now. Yeah! At the Fumi Abe. That's TheFumiAbe.
Julie, where can they find you?
Hi, Kenise. All platforms, Julie Pop-Tart, J-U-L-I-E, Pop-Tart, the way you think.
Thank you. Thank you for clearing that up. Rohan?
Rohan Padgy, cool guy on Instagram. And then, you know, just, yeah, add me as a friend on Facebook. I know no one's really using that platform anymore. But, you know, I never hear that plug on,
Add me as a friend.
Add me as a friend on Facebook.
Wow.
Well, you know, we're going.
They should know your birthday and what your aunts think about politics. Okay.
Yes, that's right.
All right. And you can find me, I'm Kenise Mobley, on all the platforms. Please listen, rate, subscribe, and share. Write a review. Let us know what you think. You can also send emails. Rohan, what's the email address again?
It's loveabouttown@gmail.com. It's loveabouttownpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, so send us your questions. We will ask these experts to answer them for you. It'll be great. So thanks so much for listening. Bye!
Bye, everyone. Bye.
Welcome to BrainMachineNetwork.com.